Chapter 17. Brenoir shoved his back into a boulder four times his size. The boulder shifted in the dirt.
Brenoir! You're pushing it! You're pushing it!
Philpin said. He scurried over to the mountain rim and peered over. Barnabas' soldiers waited below, breaking camp. Philpin rushed back.
Hurry! They're moving on!
Brenoir's dark eyes were popped wide open, and sweat beaded his face. He straightened with everything he had. The mystic bracers aided a great deal, but they still needed fuel from his iron will. He clenched his teeth. The dust and dirt below the great stone shifted more, and the rock began to grind over the dirt.
You're doing it!
Philpin exclaimed.
Keep it down,
Brenoir grunted.
Oh!
Philpin said, hopping up and down and covering his bearded lips.
Is there anything I can do?
Push!
Certainly, Brenoir. Certainly.
Brenoir lowered his shoulder, dug his boots in, and gave the rock a shove. The boulder started to eclipse the edge.
We've almost got it, Brenoir.
Red-faced, Brenoir eyed the little dwarf that was half the size of him. Shaking his head, he took a deep breath and put more back into it.
Come on, Brenoir!
Philpin blurted out.
Push it!
The rock moved another half foot. It was inches from the rim. He dug in and shoved it back another half step. The rock teetered back towards Brenoir and Philpin.
Oh, no!
Philpin said, stepping away.
No, you don't!
Brenoir added. The rock slipped inches farther, teetered more over, and it slid off the rim. It bounced down the hillside, crushing rocks and breaking off jagged limbs. The soldiers of Barnabas, men, orcs, lizardmen, and gnolls, cried upward at the rolling hunk of terror. Weighted down by armor and lack of quick-thinking brains, they caught the doom full force. Over a dozen Barnabas minions were pulverized as the great stone rolled on towards the river. Huffing for breath, Brenoir picked up a stone larger than his head and hurled it down on a lone survivor. Philpin chucked a few rocks of his own.
We did it!
The little dwarf said, slapping Brenoir's shoulder. He stuck his chest out.
I couldn't have done it without you.
Aye,
Brenoir added.
Now let's go. There's certain to be survivors. Let's see what we can squeeze out of them.
He rubbed his wrists.
Such marvelous toys.
As the pair traversed the slope, Brenoir still had much on his mind. Black dragons, Nath, sightings of Gorn Gratik, skirmishes far away from the cities, in a secret war that was going on. There was only one thing he liked so far in his quest. There was plenty of fighting to be done. He just hoped his friends fared as well as him.